Good evening. Welcome to our Good Friday service, during which we're going to be observing the anniversary of Jesus' sufferings and death on the cross as our Savior. We'll begin our service with prayer. O Lord God, our merciful Father, we come before you in awe and wonder as we consider the amazing love that you have shown to sinful, rebellious man in the suffering that your Son so patiently endured for us. Lord, fill us with an ever greater appreciation for the sacrifice you made for us. All the worship and praise that we give cannot thank you enough for what you've done for us. Accept our praise today and increase our faith and love for you. Hear us for Christ's sake. Amen. Please stand. We continue with the liturgy on the bottom of page 2. And we conduct this Good Friday service in the name of the Triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. Praise and thanks be to Jesus for willingly suffering and dying for all our sins. May God help us to willingly give of ourselves in loving service to our Savior Jesus, we pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in the sacrament of Holy Communion, you give us your true body and blood as a remembrance of your suffering and death on the cross, and as an assurance of your gift of forgiveness and salvation. Grant us so firmly to believe your words and promise that we may always partake of the sacrament to our eternal good. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We join to make confession of our sins. O most merciful God, I confess to you with a sorrowful heart all my sins. I have sinned against you in what I have thought, said, and done. Have mercy upon me, I pray, and forgive me for Jesus' sake. Send your Holy Spirit to help me know your holy will and willingly obey it in the spirit of Christian love and thankfulness. Preserve me in the Christian faith so that I finally enter the eternal life in heaven through our Savior, Jesus Christ. God, our Heavenly Father, have been merciful to us. For he delivered up Jesus on the cross for our offenses and raised him again for our justification. Since the Lord gave the keys of the kingdom of heaven to the Christian church, saying that whoever sins you forgive in his stead, they are forgiven. Therefore, according to Jesus' command, as a called servant of God, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated.
And the whole crowd who came together to that sight, seeing what had been done, beat their breasts and returned. But all his acquaintances and many women also were there, standing at a distance, looking on from afar, watching these things. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, the less, and of Joses, and Salome, the mother of Zebedee's sons. They had followed him from Galilee, ministering to him. And there were many other women who had accompanied him from Galilee and came with him to Jerusalem. Therefore, because it was the preparation day, that the body should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true. And he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe. For these things were done, and that the Holy Scripture should be fulfilled, not one of his bones shall be broken. And again, another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they pierced. And after these things, when the evening had come, because it was the preparation day, that the day before the Sabbath, behold, there came a man from Arimathea, a city of the Jews, named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews. He was a good man and a just man, who himself was also awaiting for the kingdom of God. He was a prominent council member, but he had not consented to their counsel indeed. This man took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus, that he might take it away. And Pilate marveled that he was already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him if he had been dead for some time. And when he found out from the centurion, Pilate gave him permission and commanded the body be given to Joseph. Then Joseph bought fine linen and came and took the body of Jesus down. And Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Then they took the body of Jesus and wrapped and bound it in strips of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, Joseph's own new tomb that was hewn out of the rock, in which no one had yet been laid. Therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, that was the preparation and the Sabbath, drew near, because the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. And the women who had come with him from Galilee followed after. And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary, the mother of Joses, sitting opposite the grave. They observed the tomb, where and how his body was laid. And Joseph rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and went away. And the women returned and prepared spices and fragrant oils. And they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember while he was still alive how that deceiver said, After 3 days I will rise. Therefore, command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say to the people, He has risen from the dead. So the last deception will be worse than the first.